Welcome, and thank you for coming again to another broadcast. Today I'd like to talk about something that's spoken about in John chapter 15, where we begin reading at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that is in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges, so that it might bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and is gathered and cast into a fire, where it is burned. So if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now many of us have heard and hearkened to the call to repent, or to come and follow him, and to basically reform our lives. This has been the message that Jesus had throughout his earthly ministry. It is a word to pick up our crosses and follow him that allows us to see what is truly the main blessing of fellowship that we have with him. But what is kind of funny is we skip the later call that Jesus has, the one that he had at the Last Supper, where he invites us to abide with him. Now this abiding is something of a living union with him. It is a more deeper relationship than just merely following along and going where he goes. It's about having what can truly be described as a marital relationship. A relationship that's not just about experiencing salvation, but it's about experiencing something more of a deeper closeness of union, an intimacy, a oneness of our lives with him that is much more beyond words than anything else we can imagine or think. Now we have many people that go throughout Christianity and many different of the denominations that exist, and talk about the urgency of understanding our need to repent and receive the atonement and pardon that is possible through his paschal sacrifice. And there are many who basically accept with gladness this invitation unto life and a reformation of character. But there's many that fail to understand what it means to truly abide in him. There are many of us who, just merely thinking back upon that moment where we commit ourselves to Christ in such a way that we truly want to live to be Christians, that we don't regret that, because it's something that gives us many blessings and promises and joy and experience of love and fellowship that are beyond words just in and of themselves. But it's something that is limited in the sense that it doesn't tell the whole story, because there's more. There are many who go through life and complain of a certain disappointment as time goes by because they don't see the further relationship that Jesus wants to have with them, the relationship of abiding with him. It's like at some point in time there's an expectation that gets lost on us because we don't continue to remain in the vine of Christ. Now we accept with gladness the invitation of repentance, but we don't understand what it's like to continually fix our mind on really understanding what it is to be a branch on the vine. Now we may listen to many great sermons and meditate on the Word of God or even pray, but there's a deeper acceptance of faith where Jesus himself becomes the source of our living. It's something that's testified to in the Catholic understanding of communion, where we do see him as a daily appropriation of grace, a continual thing that we experience of who God is in our lives, much like when we eat daily or at every meal or breathe every second. This is the type of closeness and intimacy that Jesus wants to share with us as a branch on a vine. He wants us to take time each day and really understand what it is to live in contact with a truly living intercessor and Lord who is at the right hand of God the Father. Something that can help us overcome the near occasions of sin that we find ourselves in and give us victory in a lot of areas of our lives that without the true acceptance of our cross daily, that is impossible. There are blessings that we can have that go beyond that first meeting with our Savior that many Protestants understand as a moment of salvation. But it goes deeper than just having a First Communion moment or a confirmation moment. It's about the life we live today, tomorrow, throughout all eternity. We don't need to wander from him to understand that we need to come back unto him. And really, it's not so much a coming back as it's realizing that we need to stay with him every moment of our lives. We don't just come to his house and visit like he's a stranger or somebody who doesn't want to experience every morning waking up and seeing the sunlight in our eyes. We don't have to treat him like a distant relative, like our grandma, that lives in another house than us in another place, where we go visit that person on special occasions, whether it be Sundays or Thanksgivings and Christmases. We visit with him daily because we abide like branches on a vine. We are connected with him. We don't just repent and come once. We repent and we stay. This is kind of the message of faith that we're supposed to have as true servants that abide with Christ as branches on him who is our vine. But this is what he calls us to. He calls us unto himself. He doesn't want a few short hours. He wants a lifetime without wandering into sadness and sin. God has destined us for something better than a short-lived blessedness or blessing. He asked us to have more than just special moments, whether they be Sundays or special occasions. He wants us to live with him, move with him, have our being, to know what it's like to be crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live. And that the life that we now live by the power of the Son of God. Jesus has prepared everything for you to continue in an abiding relationship with him, where your whole life and every moment of it might be spent, where every work of your daily life might be done, and where everything that you have is in an unbroken communion because of the type of relationship that he truly wants to have with you. Jesus doesn't just ask you to come. He asked you to stay, to abide, to not leave him. If we are as earnest and faithful as we were to the first call of the gospel to come unto him, to take up our cross and follow him, we will have this real understanding of abiding in his fellowship that's available to us, that's testified to us at every Mass when communion is given out, where he himself every day comes to abide in us like he wants us to abide in him. As mighty as the attraction was of coming unto him because we are weak and heavy laden, we should also attend to the second promise of our keeping him, staying with him, abiding with him. It's not enough for him to have us once, but to have us every moment, because that's the level of the love that he has for us. And we cannot fully realize how deep the love of God is for us, how uncomparable his love and reality is for us, if we never continue to abide in him as his chosen people. Because there's something more that he wants from us. He wants for us to come unto him, to always seek him, to always abide with him. And this is something that we miss when we don't really recognize him in the moments of our lives, that he still reaches out to us and wants to share himself with us. There is so much that we could be freed from. It's not merely coming to repent and experience a temporary joy of salvation. It's about finding in him the grace that frees us from every bondage to sin and sinfulness and wicked behavior and desire. Because he wants us to become pure and holy and find rest in him as a place of true paradise. Because that's what the beatific vision, or the blessed vision, is being able to see him always and in everything. To recognize that it's not the bad and evil moments of life where we need God, but it's also in the regular and the mundane. When we're washing dishes, when we're mopping the floor, to recognize his presence in those moments as we remain with him and abide in him as he desires. For the hope of our eternal inheritance and glory is this fellowship of continual abiding. It is being able to find our everlasting home in the presence of the infinite one who created us. That is the blessing that heaven is all about. It's not merely the streets of gold. It's not merely just walking around in a glorified body. It's not merely being able to see loved ones that have passed away, that have made it there, and find new friends from generations and centuries that no one remembers anymore. But it's about experiencing God in his complete and total glory. That is what heaven is so exceedingly joyful and about. For all of what we experience here is just preparation for that eternity, an eternity with God, abiding with him. We did come to him originally for the forgiveness of our sins, but we must also stay and abide with him as the bread of life, the source of eternity, the source of everything that we want. How many of us only come to Jesus for our needs and wants, but forget him as something more? Because we don't really know what it's like to truly abide in him. We can blame this reason on never fully understanding by an imperfect call or an imperfect understanding of the salvation message. But there's more. There's more for any of us who could dare believe is possible. It's that no eye can see, no ear has heard what God has waiting for us. The reality that there's more about us, if we will truly be faithful unto him, that can be enjoyed about knowing his presence every moment of our lives, not just in temporary moments when we're at church or at prayer. I basically want all of you to hear this message from the 15th chapter of John's Gospel, a message to come and abide in Christ. Take some time to really meditate on that today and understand what its meaning is in all of its claims and in all of the ways that it can be promised to you as a blessing for a better life than you have now. Because that is truly when Christ becomes the source of how you live. And your life truly does get transformed in a way that makes it so much better than you could even think possible. So I want to repeat this day and let you really understand that what Jesus wants is not just you to repent and believe the gospel. He doesn't just want you to come unto him and say one sinner's prayer or get confirmed in the church and then go do your own thing and see him only on Sundays and holy days and such, like you're going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. No, he wants you to abide. He wants you to come home to him. He wants you to be with him in such a way that you are never separated from him ever again. We should meditate on this until we understand this meaning, till we gather the deepest understanding in our hearts as to what he wants us to know about the kind of relationship, not a religion, a relationship that he's calling us unto. It's a relationship that husbands experience with their wives, a relationship where we become one with him. We need to fix our eyes and gaze on him who is our blessedness. We need to continually desire this and focus on this until this becomes so inflamed in us that everything about us is roused to claim and possess this unspeakable blessing. For Jesus himself asked you to abide with him. My fellow believers, let us today begin to set ourselves at his feet and just think about this. Let's get ourselves so focused on him alone that we understand the truth of Christianity is not a one and done, once saved, always saved, momentary passing of a blinking of an eye, but something of a life, something of a lifestyle, something that transforms you from the inside out. Because if you can't begin to really understand how to be in a relationship with God, you'll never understand what he truly means when he says, "Abide in me." So, just as the soul truly hears Jesus speaking, we need to allow ourselves to hear and accept all the blessings that Jesus offers. So we need to turn our eyes until we hear our blessed Savior speaking unto us and hearing his voice, basically speaking to us in love to abide in him. So let us every day begin with a prayer to hear these words, "Abide with me," so that we can answer from our hearts, "Oh dear Savior, I do desire to abide with you." And let that be how we receive Holy Communion. Thank you and have a good day.